Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about Vince McMahon's reaction to Matt Riddle's botch on last week's Raw.
A backstage update on what went down at the Hall of Fame.
We got an updated card for WrestleMania 37 after last night's Raw.
And expect WrestleMania 37's card to change even more before the weekend. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I hope this take goes better than the first.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off by talking more about Matt Riddle's botch on last week's episode of Raw. We talked about it last Tuesday morning. We're talking about it again because you guys want to know, the world wants to know, what did Vince McMahon think of this whole deal? So we saw the segment last week. It was, you know, when we say the word botch, we're usually talking about something negative, something that maybe held up or disrupted the show. This was actually really funny. Like, Matt Riddle forgot his lines in the backstage segment with Asuka and literally just said, oh, I forgot what I'm supposed to say, scootered off into the distance. It kind of worked because it fits his substance-addled character, allegedly. But what did Vince McMahon think of this? What did Vince McMahon think of one of his champions flubbing his lines on live television? The answer, per Fightful Select, is that he thought it was hilarious. This apparently popped Vince McMahon daft backstage. Now, there was a whole deal prepared for Riddle, a whole script involving Mount Fuji and underground robot fighting. Sure, no wonder he forgot it if that's the kind of stuff you're scripting to come out of your wrestlers' mouths. But the whole thing went down well. There was no heat on anyone. Vince was also pleased with how Asuka handled it. She kind of just had to laugh and go, what the hell's going on? Because that's how a believable normal person would react to a situation like this. So fair play to her. She did a good job as well. But Vince liked the whole thing. It was a pretty spectacular botch on live television. But listen, if you can make the most of a botch and turn it into a positive, fair play. That's a skill. I just like the idea of Matt Riddle flubbing like this and Vince rolling around on the floor backstage in laughter. It's a nice change from the kind of stuff that Vince McMahon usually laughs at. So fair play, here we are. No heat, no ill feelings, just pops.
I can't understand that, man. Like, he gets furious if someone says belt or something ridiculous or wrestling. But if someone completely arses up in a backstage promo and just walks off, he's like, ha, 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 good one, mate. I just don't understand it. But also, I hate myself a little bit because, you know, when you, like, predict something, Andy, and it's not good, it's just because you've watched so much WWE, you go, that's probably what they were thinking there. Literally last week, I said, I reckon he sort of semi-forgot his lines, knew there was something vaguely racist about Asia, and went, you know what, if I'm just going to try and wing this, it's probably going to come off even worse than if I just go, I can't remember what I was meant to say, and walk off. And that's exactly it. What was it? Mount Fuji and underground fighting bloody robots? For Christ's sake, WWE. Like, I enjoy, I quite liked the Riddle promo this week. I enjoy elements of his character, you know, his... Oh, is that the highest you've ever got, bro? That sort of thing. That's fun. That's the Riddle I want to see on my TV. But yeah, the fact that Vince thinks just forgetting everything and walking off and not even attempting to try and salvage a promo is hilarious. His brain defies all logic. Right, let's talk about tonight's Hall of Fame ceremony, which is, of course, has been taped over the last few days. PW Insider Elite giving an update and basically saying it's going to be a lot shorter than in recent years, presumably also because of the tapings. They're going to be editing down some of the speeches. So you were lucky what was the year that you got Hillbilly Jim. But apparently, there's no one inducting people this year. Instead, it's just like a video package that plays beforehand, and then each speech was trying to be kept to about 4 or 5 minutes, which, like I say, when you compare it to previous speeches, is, yeah, fairly short. And even if people did go over that time limit, as I said, they'd probably edit around it before it goes out tonight. Also, a few people not actually physically in attendance for it. Jushin Thunder Liger, kind of understandably, who was a part of the 2020 class, he collected his award via video link, as did Ozzy Osbourne, who I genuinely thought for a split second I dreamt being added into the 2021 Hall of Fame. But no, that's a thing. A very different Hall of Fame to look forward to tonight, Andy.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Hall of Fame every year, is that it sounds like it would be fun to watch because it's like honouring the legends. We can look back on their career here, a few words from them and stuff. But the show is always like 9 hours long. It's always kind of a slog to get through. So, you know, particularly this year when we have like a double class, we have 2020 and 2021 going in, it'll make it
more
watchable.
Didn't need to, but still.
Didn't need to, but here we are. That's what we're getting, brother. Yeah, cool. So it makes it a more watchable experience. I'm kind of all for it. And also the circumstances dictate it this year with everything that's going on around the world. Hopefully by this time next year, we'll be in a position where we don't have to scrimp on people who can attend and stuff. Looks like we're trending in the right direction with a Global Bastard. Good news, good stuff. Hall of Fame. Yep. William Shatner's going in as well, so that's cool. Updated WrestleMania 37 card after last night's Raw. So a couple of smallish new additions here to talk you over. I'm not going to sit here and list matches that have already been booked, like Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks. You know about those already. So we'll focus on the new stuff. The most notable new addition, I think, coming from one of the lamest angles I've ever seen, when The Miz and John Morrison painted Bad Bunny's car with like watercolor from the Early Learning Center that he could wash off with a wet wipe. Has there ever been a good vehicle angle in pro wrestling in the past 20 years? Answers on the postcard to the usual address. I don't think there is. Everything involving vehicles sucks.
I mean, 20 years. Yeah, I was going to say Vince's Corvette, but that's outside of the realms that you've said there.
Yeah. So. And Kurt Angle with a milk truck. Was that 20 years ago? It must be. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. But everything else sucks. Anyway, you know, let's get down to business here. We're getting Bad Bunny is now teaming with Damian Priest versus The Miz and John Morrison. That was the match we fought all along. Bad Bunny actually cut a pretty good promo this week's episode of Raw, responding to the beatdown. Also, he can throw a really good worked punch. So maybe this match will actually be quite good. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the other new additions come involving the Women's Tag Team Championships. So this had been rumored last week. What's happening is we're getting a match on night one to determine who will challenge Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler for the belts on night two. Tag team turmoil is being called. The list of participants at the moment is Naomi and Lana, Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose, the Riot Squad, and Tamina and Natalya. However, Adam Wilborn, that could well change.
I was going to say, hold that thought. We know all WrestleManias come with a tagline. It's no longer WrestleMania 37 back in business. This is WrestleMania 37. So you're telling me there's a chance?
Okay.
Because, I saved your ears this time. Last night, WWE tweeted out a graphic for that match with the teams that Andy just mentioned, as well as Billy Bloody Kay and Carl Bloody Miller. Doesn't really work.
No.
Potentially they could be added to the match. There's still a tiny part of me that is hoping to salvage this dreadful women's tag team division. Maybe put together a tag team. You didn't need to split up because Peyton Bloody Royce isn't busy either. And Carmella pissing about making Billy Kay wait. That ain't right on Billy Kay. Put Billy Kay on the WrestleMania card. Put Peyton Royce on the WrestleMania card. Put the Iconics on the WrestleMania card. And we'll get to Bayley on the WrestleMania card in due course. But that makes sense. Weird that they've just hoyed this on, and the guys on SmackDown who've been so much good stuff on the SmackDown tag team division, they're just on SmackDown for the WrestleMania match. Okay, along with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Why? Okay. but anyway, yeah. If Billy Kay and Carmella are in this, I'll allow it. But like Nia Jax and Shayna said, Andy, last night when they got confronted by all the teams, haven't they beaten literally all of them?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's a weird situation in 2021. Like, the booking of the women's divisions on Raw and SmackDown on the main roster hasn't been good lately, and that's weird because this is something that WWE have done really well with over the past few years. You look at the repeat of the "Can they get along?" angle that they just did with Asuka and Rhea Ripley last night. They've already done it with Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks, who got like, I don't know, 10 seconds of TV time on SmackDown last week. Obviously, it's a bit more than that. But the divisions aren't in a good way on the main roster. Now, the plus side of this is that Rhea Ripley, Raquel Gonzalez and Io Shirai is going to be awesome.
Yes.
And Raquel Gonzalez is probably the best booked person.
And that
maybe
build's
the whole
been
company.
Great. That build's
yeah,
been
the
really
whole
good
thing's
on
been
NXT.
Really good. But the main roster, they've kind of lagged behind a fair bit. So hopefully we get a compensation in the form of good WrestleMania matches, but who knows?
I couldn't agree more, Andy. For all people who like to poop all over AEW and say, oh, that women's division is rubbish. At least they had that spectacular, just wild lights out brawl, right? And yes, the build to that wasn't good. But also, like, you look at, yes, we're going to get two sensational women's title matches over this weekend, right? With Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks and Asuka and Rhea Ripley. Let's not forget, we're meant to be going into this pay-per-view, this showcase of the Immortals, with Lacey Evans as world champion. That was going to be the plan with her facing a babyface Charlotte Flair. And as much as I love Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks, they've taken it, in my mind, from one of the biggest matches of WrestleMania weekend and a certified main event for Saturday night. They've ruined it since the start of February. And I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a great match, but it's not main event material because they've just done this will they, won't they, get along Reginald bollocks with it all. Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Mr. Five Lawton, who says, do you think that Matt Hardy should move to a strictly backstage capacity? Hardy is racking up wins and eating up lots of TV time that could be showcasing younger talent.
Well, the counter argument to that would be that he is showcasing younger talent by having teams like Private Party and the Butcher and the Blade tether to him, and maybe they're benefiting from being alongside what are they called, the Hardy Family Office. I like that name. But there's definitely points to be made, valid points to be made about the booking of Matt Hardy so far. That being said, you know, his biggest feud so far with Hangman Page, he lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think he's going to be out there going over people like ascendant wrestlers like Hangman Page and MJF on pay-per-view or anything. I don't think Matt Hardy's a harmful presence on AEW television, but I would certainly listen to the argument that maybe he should scale back just a little bit.
Yeah, he should maybe be the face of that stable promoting Private Party and stuff rather than feuding personally with someone like Darby Allin, although maybe it'll get Darby Allin even more over. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see on that one. Second question today comes from Frankly Salinas. Sorry if I've butchered your name there. Am I the only one feeling disappointed that Bayley doesn't have a WrestleMania match? She's been one of the best things during the empty arena at Thunderdome era. It is such a shame. Yeah, I think this is something held by quite a lot of people, Andy.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. It's kind of nuts, right? Bayley was one of the biggest things in WWE last year in terms of like general excitement around what she was doing, and also like driving ratings and quarter hour numbers in the right direction through her work with Sasha Banks. So it's kind of crazy that she's been cooled off to this extent and now is just, you know, presenting Ding Dong Hello, which is really good. Like, it's a fun talk show. But Bayley's one of the best in the world at what she does. So I think it sucks. I think it's a shame. It's probably a lot of other negative words that you can think of. But, you know, now that we're 5 days away from WrestleMania, if you throw her on the card, you're just throwing her on the card for the sake of it. And it doesn't really mean a whole lot. So, yeah, the whole deal's rubbish. Hopefully she can rebound and do something more meaningful after the pay-per-view.
And if you want to put her on the card, like you say, it's a bit late now. Charlotte Flair ain't doing anything. And I don't know her position with recovering from COVID. We obviously wish her well with that, and she should come back when she's good and ready. But you want to do just a quick exhibition match? Get another win for Charlotte. She's perceived by WWE to be a babyface. Bayley's definitely a heel in all this. You tell them 2 minutes before they go out there, by the way, guys, do you want to have a WrestleMania match? I still think you want to be the best match, be one of the best matches on the night, so who knows?
And that's all. I'll keep it quick, but like, if you're not going to have Bayley wrestle, why doesn't she host instead of Hulk Hogan's racist ass?
Like,
a lot more straightforward. Alleged. Why? No, he admitted it. What the hell am I saying? get rid of Hulk Hogan and get Bayley in. That'll be better. Good.
Exactly. I completely agree with that. Titus and Bayley, yes, please. Right, final question today comes from Jonathan Rivera. Well, less a question, more of a statement that I just completely agree with and has really opened my eyes, Andy. Jonathan writes, so basically, the Braun Shane storyline is just the Alexa Nia storyline from a few years ago, which I completely didn't realise. But yeah, he's getting bullied, and that's why he wants to kick Shane's ass.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Good spot there. It's the storyline basically copied and pasted, and except the deal now is that Braun's stupid or whatever, and Shane's gonna make him admit that he's the, it's. Bro, Alexa and Nia was better than this.
Yeah,
that wasn't great, but it was better than this. Who knows? Shane will probably do something fun off the cage. That's the silver lining to all of this. So let's see what happens there.
So the silver lining to all of this is that this time next week, we won't have to watch Shane McMahon on Monday Night Raw. That's the real silver lining. Let's move on to today's and finally, and just wish a massive congratulations to one Michael, to Walter, who has now hit two full years as NXT UK champion. Of course, he won the belt April 5th, 2019, at TakeOver New York. Andy, you and I were lucky enough to be in attendance, and we could hear those chops from right in the back of the arena.
Yeah, we certainly could. In the scariest part of the what's the arena in Brooklyn called? The Brooklyn
Barclays
thing. Barclays, yeah, there, that top tier is terrifying. It's so steep, and when you can hear the thunder clap of a Walter chop, it's even more scary. So fair play to Michael Hamflett. He's had a tough year, but you know, 2 years as champion, that's not bad for a guy who's literally 70. So fair play.
He was—he didn't go with the what culture lot because
Michael.
He was going on holiday with his missus. Of course you were. Yeah. Congratulations again, mate. quick word as well for our UK viewers. Still time to get your hands on the What Culture WrestleMania Survival Crate. 12 brilliant craft beers from Top Rope Brewing. £45 all in. Use the code Here's Why for free delivery. You're still time to get it. For WrestleMania weekend, topropebrewing.com is where you need to head. But let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed today in the comment sections below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, myself and the Dandy Boys sitting down to review the Raw before WrestleMania. Really didn't feel like it, if I'm perfectly honest. A little bit later on. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hip.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, WrestleMania week, eh? By the way, sorry if you were wondering where we were yesterday. It was a 4-day weekend here in the UK. Hence why we're all over this sodding shop today. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.